Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Scheer, here with
Jason Scheer.
And we are going to preview Arizona men's basketball versus UCLA part two. You know, the sequel, as it were. Arizona plays at Pauley on Thursday.
The end of an era.
The end of an era. The last time. The last dance. The last chance.
We've been singing that one a lot lately on the podcast.
Love.
Literally, I think it's
because
every podcast.
It is. Everything this season has been the last time.
There's no love, though, Shelby.
That's true. There's just deep enmity and hate.
Correct.
Because if anybody knows me, you know how I feel about UCLA.
Yeah, you're filled with hate and enmity.
Like enraged.
Enraged.
Yes.
Sexual tension. And just so everyone is going to ask this, or people are going to ask this, as long as Mick Cronin is the head coach of UCLA, it is unlikely that UCLA will play a home and home with Arizona because he don't want McHale. And I'm sure UCLA...
Ever again.
I'm sure UCLA fans will be like, oh, it's unsafe. And I always laugh when UCLA fans get like intimidated by McHale because that Big Ten, you haven't seen anything yet.
I can't wait. I just can't.
So, whatever. But yeah, that matchup, unless Mick Cronin changes his mind or gets to hire the refs personally, it won't be played anytime soon.
Yeah, Mick can't stand Arizona fans, you know, leaning over a barricade.
It's disgusting.
Having
his players spit on them. Why is the fan in the way of his players spit?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
That's just really crazy. But we won't miss him. And obviously, Arizona fans are going to come in force to this game, I'm pretty sure.
And I was invited to this game by someone we know, but I said, I'm holding off. They said, no, Sheer, come sit with us.
There's a lot of travel involved.
But before we get started with the men's, the women's, we just got finished watching that remarkable basketball game. They won in the first round matchup against UW, and their prize is a matchup with USC.
Ooh.
That will be going on at the same time as the men's matchup. I'll try to give some updates on the women's as well. Should Arizona win, maybe things get interesting for the tournament, but it is a must-win situation, I believe. If they beat USC, that's a heck of a win to add to the resume. So we'll see. It's a difficult task. We'll just
do or
say
die.
That. Yeah,
do
we'll
or
just
die.
Say that. They're not going to beat USC the way they played today.
No, they're going to have to be a little more aggressive on the offense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that will all pan out in real time on Thursday. And before we begin, we do have a message from our
message from our sponsor.
Longview Insurance Investments. Are you going to sing the whole time?
Message from our sponsor. Who are you going to sponsor? Message from our sponsor.
Wow, we don't even need sound bites here.
It's not a short view or a medium view. It's a long view, just like my...
Okay, anyway... Our daily spending choices greatly impact our lifestyle. What we can do, where we can go, like catching a big game at McHale Center, or heck, just travel to Pauley. Make your plan to enjoy the special moments. At Longview Insurance and Investments, we can help you learn how to make smart financial choices for the future, balancing both work and play. Visit our website at longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn more.
Also, Wildcat Authority...
Big news.
Okay.
Big news.
You did it to me, dude.
Yeah, but it's only big. Wildcat Authority has entered into a nice little partnership with Autograph, the app Autograph. For those not familiar, it's an app for your phone, co-founded by a little guy named Tom Brady. It is a very cool app. Go to the following link. You can find it on Wildcat Authority, but it's link.ag.fan/azcat. That's HTTP and all that. link.ag.fan/azcat. It's pretty cool. You join it. It's got all the Arizona stuff on there. You can curate your own content stream. It's our stuff. It's AZ Desert Swarm. It's Mike's podcasts are on there, a bunch of cool stuff. And basically, you get points for how much you go on there. And the prizes are pretty wild. Like right now, until March 15th, they're doing a VIP experience. They're giving away 8 friends to the Elite 8 game and a VIP suite in LA. So should Arizona make the Elite 8, you're not only going if you win this contest, you're going in a suite with 8 friends. They're going to have crazy ticket prices as well.
I've been playing with it since Monday, and I got entered into a ticket sweepstakes already, and it would be $16 for Arizona basketball tickets versus USC on Saturday.
Yeah.
And they're doing the drawing tomorrow.
And so what's cool is, like, basically it's like you're a diehard fan. Well, let's go back, you know, to the old days of ticket pricing. There are no fees. Like, it is $16 a ticket, and they're going to do that during the NCAA tournament as well. Refer your friends, all that, really cool. So again, just download the app, take a look at it, and give it a shot. It's very cool. Good people. Rob Gronkowski is a big part of it as well, has his name attached to it. So yeah, go check it out. Do it for the kids.
And Tom Brady.
Do it for the kids.
For you. And for me.
You know, right next to your apps that you don't want your wife or husband to know about, Autograph.
I will add one more thing. I think it's easier. My dad always has issues finding most technological things, and he's finding our podcasts faster than he usually does because it does come up in the feed very quickly. So I like that for ease of use. Sometimes it's faster.
Usually he waits for the Telegraph.
That's true.
By Western Union.
Western Union, the Wells Fargo wagon. So check it out. Use the code AZCAT. And enjoy. There you go. But now we're going to preview the game. And obviously, there's some big questions on everybody's mind, starting with, how big of a game is this for seeding?
Yeah, if Arizona wants to be a one seed, it has to win out the regular season. It has to sweep this week. If it loses one of those games, it's not a one seed. Now, if Tennessee loses to Kentucky, maybe it gets a little weird. But, you know, by the time you're listening to this, if it's Thursday, you're going to see a lot of bracketologists that have moved Tennessee to the one spot. Because the reality is that while the metrics are pretty similar, what's hurting Arizona, or what would hurt Arizona should they fall to the two seed, would be the fact that the SEC is better than the Pac-12. If the Pac-12 was better and Arizona was beating good teams right now or facing good teams, not even be just facing good teams, it would be different. But, like, even though I'm not a big fan of South Carolina, it's a tournament team. They go, they beat Auburn. They go and they play Kentucky this weekend now. So if they beat Kentucky, all of a sudden they won the SEC, they're hot. It's going to be really difficult to put Arizona as a one seed. Now, I will say that the committee might not view it the same as a lot of the bracketology people. Lunardi kind of hinted at this, but Arizona is the only team in the West that is capable of getting a one seed, so they may put them as the one seed in the West because they regional and all that. But if Arizona loses and Tennessee beats Kentucky.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Arizona won't be a one seed. Right now, it's up for grabs. The top three seeds, we know it might change order between Purdue, Houston, and UConn. You know, that might change the order, but those three seeds or teams are absolute locks for one seed. They cannot drop down to two. And the last one is 100% between Arizona and Tennessee. So if you want Arizona to be a one seed, if that's something you really, you care about a lot, you know, me personally, I'm one or two, whatever, you know, Arizona needs to beat UCLA. Has to.
For many reasons.
And there's some other stuff that you have to root for too. Obviously, there, you know, you need some help. You want Colorado to win this week. Because right now they're 31st in net. If they're 30th, that means it's a quad one win. Right now it's a quad two. So there's still math, and these numbers can change. But the easiest solution is just keep winning.
Which is always preferable, obviously. What do you remember about the first meeting?
I remember Arizona started horribly.
It was bad.
And Tommy Lloyd said it today in his presser. They kind of panicked a little bit. And then once Tommy got them to calm down, the game kind of switched. Now, if you ask Mick Cronin, the game switched when the refs decided that they randomly wanted to allow Arizona to get away with holding. I'm not making that up. That's literally what they said, and that basically they weren't allowed to guard Arizona anymore. But, you know, UCLA, it was 9-26. They're both, the difference in the game was that Arizona made 13 more free throws and went to the line 15 more times. They turned the ball over less. It was an ugly game, but they came back. And, you know, when you look at it from an individual level, you know, Dylan Andrews did not play well. Burke did not play well. A lot of guys didn't play well. UCLA basically had three guys that played well, and Arizona had four. KJ Lewis was a nightmare for the Bruins in that matchup. But Boswell and Keyshaw Johnson didn't play well. It was Love, Paulo, Pella, and KJ Lewis. And, you know, and I think Jaden Bradley played relatively well as well. But it was just a hard-fought game, and one that saw, you know, UCLA was up 32-13. Arizona trailed 53-40 with about 10:48 left, and then kind of just turned it on and dominated that last quarter section of the game and wound up winning only because of the refs.
Only?
Yeah.
We all saw on camera when Tommy Lloyd handed three gold bars to the refs to make sure Arizona won that game. You know, so don't tell Mick Cronin, we're going to do it again. Anyway, what type of team is UCLA?
Glad you asked, Shelby.
I'm here to do
it's that. A team that the refs are against, you know? That's really...
It's a team that America hates.
Yeah, America hates, the refs hate. It's not a team of destiny, unless destiny is the ref's name. And then, in which case, that ref owns UCLA. offensively, UCLA is not good. Their efficiency is 172. Their tempo, they're super slow. They take all the time in the world. They are 333rd in effective field goal percentage. Not good. They're pretty decent. They don't turn the ball over a ton. They're a decent offensive rebounding team. They get to the line at a decent rate, but they also foul a lot. They're 269th in the country in free throw attempts to field goal attempt for opponents. They're not a great defensive rebounding team. They're average in that regard. Three-point percentage, 31%. That's 284th in the country. They also don't defend the three well. Two-pointers are actually worse. They're 45%. That's 339th. If you're looking for what they do well, they block shots and they get steals at a decent rate. They force non-steal turnovers. They're a good defensive team. They're 52 in KenPom, but I think they're better overall. They're not going to shoot a ton of threes. Now, when they were playing well, they did shoot quite a few threes, but lately that offense has just been bad. 69 points at home against Utah, 56 points at home against USC, 77 on the road against Washington, 65 on the road against Washington State. That offense has just been really struggling. So very solid physical defensive team. I give them a lot of credit on defense. I think they're probably better than the ranking there for the most part. I'm choking. But overall,
drink that Starbucks.
Offensively, they've been horrid. Now there's been games when they've shot somewhat well. They scored 82 points against Stanford, but there's been other games where, I mean, it is very ugly for them offensively.
Abysmal.
Yes.
Is a good word.
I think I'm dying.
Yeah, you know. It also doesn't help when your coach also just says that you're dumb. Are you okay tonight?
No, I have
extra annoying. That's so exciting.
I'm like choking. You're calling me annoying.
Yeah, you know I don't like coughing. It's just...
Oh, Jason's having a heart attack. Cover your mouth, man. Hey, why are you so loud over there?
Yeah.
Aurora just pulled... Our daughter Aurora has been trying to pull off KT tape from her leg for 45 minutes. So finally, she just used half a bottle of olive oil to get it out.
Yep, that's that sheer ingenuity right there. What matchup intrigues you the most?
I think, you know, the easy answer is... Umar versus Dembona, but I'm not going with the easy.
Ooh,
answer.
Okay, don't do it.
I am going with Kylan Boswell versus Dylan Andrews. Ooh. And if you are familiar with this, it's kind of been a running theme. The UCLA site respect those guys a lot, but they had a thread where basically, long story short, the theory that Boswell didn't go to UCLA was basically because he was scared of Dylan Andrews, which wasn't accurate at the time, but it kind of took off. They've both had really good games this season. They both had really bad games this season. I think UCLA needs Dylan Andrews to play well to win the game, similar to the way that Arizona needs Kylan Boswell to play well. Now, I will say that Arizona has a backup in Jaden Bradley that is still capable of playing well. You take a look at UCLA and their backup to Dylan Andrews at the point, and it's just not there. Like, he is that point guard. That is him. Sebastian Mack, if things go badly, we'll play the point, but you don't want that. He's not a point guard by any means. So, you know, to me, when Dylan Andrews plays well, UCLA is a significantly more difficult team to beat. He's very good defensively. He has the ability to score, but he also sometimes can kind of get in his own head, and Mick doesn't make that any better, and then he kind of struggles. Similar to Kylan. They're similar players.
Okay. Keys to victory for Arizona.
I think the biggest one to me is don't make a bad offensive team look good offensively. And the way you do that is don't let them get going early with that crowd. Like, this is UCLA, barring a Pac-12 tournament win, is not making the NCAA tournament. It is out. It can win, beat Arizona. It could beat ASU by 30 points each game. But if it loses in the Pac-12 tournament, it's still not nowhere near getting in. So this is their Super Bowl. It just is. And I'm sure Mick Cronin, while he would deny it, has built it up that way. And I'm sure the guys in UCLA have been looking forward to this game, and they have a 4-game losing streak, and teams with nothing to lose are always dangerous.
Dangerous.
So to me, if I'm Arizona, you know, UCLA feels to me like a team that's on the verge of quitting a little bit. So if I'm Arizona, I'm doing everything I can to get up early.
Crush.
Right. And then once that happens, you kind of can feel it. And UCLA's had games like that. Like Washington, it felt like things got away, and then you got Mick getting the tech, and it's just things get away from UCLA. And the way the Washington State game ended, I think probably took a lot out of UCLA emotionally, but you know this is their Super Bowl, right? Like, this is their national championship in a way, and they have to match that energy, and I think they have to strike early. But the biggest thing is UCLA is probably going to try to come out offensively and be
more aggressive than usual. Don't make a bad offensive team look good. Set the tone defensively. And I think if Arizona does that, it should win the game.
Okay. Now, we have had conversations about this last question all season long. We've gone back and forth all season long for this game.
I am
in
guilty.
In particular.
I am guilty. Should I apologize?
So what is your final on-the-books prediction, Jason?
So I've said for weeks that I thought UCLA would win this game. I posted it on the board. Now, when UCLA went on its winning streak, it consisted of USC on the road, which doesn't count pretty much. It's like beating ASU on the road. It's right up the road. Oregon State and Oregon at home, away the Bay Area, and home against Colorado. Nothing great, right? The Colorado win was nice. They won by four. Then they proceed to lose to Utah at home by one in the game we watched. They lose to USC, and then they go on the road, and they look like total crap. This game scares me because of the energy, the Super Bowl concept, whatever. But at the end of the day, I can't get over the fact that Arizona is better than UCLA.
Everywhere.
Right? Like, no matter what happens in this game, even if Arizona loses, Arizona's still better than UCLA. Like, it's not... If Arizona loses against the Bruins, it's not going to be because the Bruins are better. It's going to be because Arizona was cold or UCLA was hot, right? Like, that's just the way it's going to be. I believe that Arizona's rounding into form. If Arizona's offense carries, I just don't know how UCLA scores with the Wildcats. I just don't. Even when Arizona wasn't playing well in that first meeting, UCLA only wound up with 71 points. UCLA has to make this game as ugly as possible, and I just really like the way that Arizona's offense is playing as of late. I'm going to go 77 to 73. I'm going to make it a little closer than the spread. 77 to 73, Arizona.
Okay.
The spread's 9.5, I think. Maybe I think it dropped to 8.5. So 77, 73, Arizona.
I like it. I mean, I was never really going to pick UCLA because that's like over my dead body. It was also in the 70s, but I've been thinking about it, and I think it's going to be 80 to 70. I mean, the spread is 9. Who cares? 80 to 71. Maybe.
Sounds good.
Somewhere around there.
I like it, Shelby. But no matter what, tomorrow night, let the people know. What should they be doing?
Well, you should be hopefully listening to this podcast when you did off the Autograph app and earning your points for today. And after you've done that, no matter where you are, and no matter what you do, and no matter how Arizona fans don't spit on UCLA fans at Poly on Thursday, you can always bear down.
I will say this, Shelby. Should Arizona win this game?
When?
The Mick Cronin presser is going to be
it's going to be so epic.
Must-watch television, no matter what happens. I'm almost willing to concede a close game if it's decided by a bad call where UCLA loses.
It'd be amazing. I can't wait. Everyone get your popcorn ready and your White Claws.
Ooh.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.